I always say that form follows function. So if you train the right way, you train like a fighter should do in the gym, you end up with the physique of a fighter who looks like they use the gym rather than a bodybuilder or someone who doesn't hit the gym at all. And it's kind of like, you're kind of just doing endurance stuff all the time and there's nothing else really going on to balance you up there. Fighters, welcome back to another episode of Heat Trick Muay Thai Performance. It's a case of designing your training around what it is you're wanting to achieve. And then the kind of physique takes care of itself. As long as, of course, the nutritional aspect is right as well. That is, it doesn't matter if you've got the lean mass is right, but if there's a snowdrift of body fat over the top, it still looks kind of soft and not right. But yeah, you need to get that about right too. In terms of hypertrophy, so that sort of muscle gain, most fighters aren't looking for too much of that, because they're fighting in a weight class and they want to be as competitive in the weight class they are. But saying that, if you feel like, yeah, I could do with a little bit more muscle mass in the category I'm in, or actually the category I'm in, I feel too slow for the guys that are in there. They're kind of quick and I'm not tactically, I find I suffer that way. And I'd actually be better with the bigger guys who move slower, and I've seen fast compared to them and I can take a hit. So I'm happy there too, so it's very, very individual. But if you're going for hypertrophy, what I tend to do then is to scale up the number of resistance training sessions from 2, which is kind of like my foundation for everybody. That gives you a really good mix of I'm getting what I need from my strength and conditioning training without spending so much time there. It's at the expense of skill training, the Muay Thai skill, which is you want to be getting as much of that in as you can. So 2 is ideal for that. It's great progress without sabotaging skill training. If it's like body composition is actually one of my priorities. Again, if we're 80-20 in this and it's like physique, body composition, my physical size, even if it's psychological, that I want to feel like I'm in good fight shape and I want to look that way, I want to look intimidating, then we want to scale that up to 3 sessions per week. And that may or may not mean sacrificing some of the skill stuff, but that's a kind of a balance you've got to strike, depending on what your timetable is and all the rest of it. But with the 3 sessions per week, that then gives you the volume that you need to actually create more muscle mass. So you can do it. It depends on the individual. Some people put on muscle mass relatively easily with just 2 sessions per week. But at 3, you're at that real nice hybrid stage of there's enough gym stimulus going on for the resistance work to boost that along, but I'm not cutting out a load of my skill training. And I'm also not walking around, in a state of DOMS all the time, delayed onset muscle soreness and all that kind of structural breakdown that you get, which you can get into if you get a bit too far into the hypertrophy side of it, because you are after that mechanical damage to get the muscles to grow bigger. So 3 sessions per week would be my recommendation if that's what you're doing. So you might find that 2 sessions per week is enough. It's only when it's like this now becomes one of my 20% priority activities now is to perhaps put on some lean mass that I've lost because of the way I was training and I want to get back to where I was, then perhaps 3 sessions per week there. But it might even be worth just doing 2 sessions per week and seeing what happens. You might find there's that, well, the term muscle memory, just kind of, if you've had a certain amount of muscle mass in the past, then it tends to be easier to get that volume back again into the muscle size. So that sort of revisit to where you were can come back a lot easier than it took to earn it in the first place if it was like brand new muscle mass that was going on. So in that case, it might be 2 sessions is good. If you're like, it's not happening quick enough, or yeah, I need to kind of put a rocket under this particular objective, 3 sessions per week, and start doing that.
Thanks for listening. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with someone else it could help too. Please give the podcast a review or comment below. We'd love to hear from you. As always, you can visit heattrick.com for more Muay Thai performance podcasts, videos, articles, and guides. Catch you next time.